Stemneo Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.
Welcome to all new students and staff who have joined the school this year.
This is episode 40 of the Stepney All Saints Radio. We hope you enjoy the show.
Golden opportunities.
All students at Stepney All Saints must take part in enrichment activities during the course of the academic year. Education is about more than grades. Taking part in enrichment allows young people to develop their character, confidence, and vital skills for the future. It is important to recognize that employers and universities frequently give preference to those who can demonstrate that they have acquired the key ability skills that participation in enrichment activities develop.
This is Stepney All Saints Radio. Thanks for listening.
Love your learning.
Welcome to Love Your Learning. I'm here with
Angela Johnson from Year 7.
And Munir Omi from 18.
And they're going to be speaking about their secondary school experiences so far.
So far, I've liked Stepney All Saints because I found new friends.
And I'm Munir from 18. Secondary school is a lot to handle because of the homework and all the different lessons and layouts. But other than that, I think secondary school is a great experience for everyone.
And I'm here with
Tasnia in 7i.
And Naira from 7i.
For me, secondary school is much more independent, as you go around the school on your own and go to lessons on your own. And it's very fun because you get there's lots of fun lessons. At first I was nervous to come to secondary school, but it's much easier. You get to meet new people.
For me, it's a bit exciting because we're going through a new experience, a new environment, and it's easier to make friends because we meet new people every single day in new classes. But it's a bit confusing to find our classes because it's all around the school, and I'm not used to walking around trying to find my class because usually we go to one class. And we're meeting many more new teachers and nice teachers.
Your school, your voice.
Welcome to Your School, Your Voice. We're with Mr. Ebanks, who's going to tell us more about what's happening with the library.
Thank you, Yusuf. Well, hello there. This is your friendly neighborhood librarian, Mr. Ebanks. I'm here to give you an update on the library. As many, if not all of you, are aware, the library is closed. But the written word lives on. The library has been moved and is now operating in the Cube, which is room S14 in St. Dunstan's block, where you are still able to read, borrow, renew, and return books. There will be times where you might come by the Cube and see a lesson, an assembly of sorts, or some other function, but that is because, as well as being the temporary library space, the Cube currently acts as a multi-purpose room. However, rest assured, its main function is the library. And here's something for which to look forward. You will very soon have access to the online catalogue of Tower Hamlets School Library Services, where you will be able to borrow e-books. The library will find a permanent home and will be back in full effect. Watch this space. Reading rules on three. 1, 2, 3, reading rules.
Performing platform.
Showcasing talent.
So, Ali, what have you done over the summer?
During summer, I was in Bring It On, the musical with SOIT South London Youth Theatre. It was really cool, and I played Danielle, who was leader of the hip hop crew at Jackson.
So, what did you enjoy about it?
I enjoyed the score, the dance, the choreography, and most of all the people were really supportive, and I can't wait to go back next year.
You are listening to Stepney All Saints Radio, which is brought to you by the Performing Arts Department.
If you are interested in becoming a part of Stepney All Saints Radio, please contact someone in the Performing Arts Department, such as Miss Hall or Mr. Holder.
And now for some expert advice regarding your well-being.
This message goes out to Year 8s and Year 9s in particular, who are doing a lot of online learning recently. Using a laptop or computer for hours on end can be a challenging experience. Here are three tips that can help support you through this. Number one, Spend time outdoors every day. Feeling the world around you in three dimensions and the reality of the elements on your skin makes a healing contrast to two-dimensional screen time and releases the hormone oxytocin. Number two, movement. Stretch your body. Reach all the way up and be as tall as you can, and then curl slowly down from your neck all the way down your spine till you're hanging with your fingertips brushing the floor. This brings blood flow to the muscles, relieving stiffness, and endorphins are released as part of the body's natural reward system. Number three, connect with loved ones. It can be tempting to go on social media or video games to relax after a school day. When we're learning online though, it's really important to have social contact that isn't through a screen. Talking with friends or family in person, on the phone, or even listening to a podcast, as well as prayer and spiritual practice, helps us feel connected to a larger whole and fosters perspective and well-being.
Hi, my name is Angela from Year 7 and I'm going to tell you some unfortunate news about a famous tree that has been cut down. A few weeks ago, a famous tree described as the world-renowned landmark was illegally cut down. The tree was around 300 years old and stood beside a part of Hadrian's Wall called Sycamore Gap. In 2016, it was named the Tree of the Year in competition organized by Woodland Trust. National Trust said it was shocked and saddened by the loss of the tree, as it was one of the UK's most photographed and also known as the Robin Hood's tree. The Northumberland National Park Authority said in a statement, "The famous tree at Sycamore Gap has come down overnight. We have a reason to believe that it's been deliberately felled." They asked visitors to avoid the site as they work to identify what happened and make the area safe.
Stepney All Saints Radio.
We're partway through this episode of Stepney All Saints Radio. Thanks to all the students and staff across the school who have contributed.
October is Black History Month in the UK, an event that has been celebrated nationwide for more than 30 years. It was originally founded to recognise the contributions that Black and African people and people of Caribbean backgrounds have made to the UK over many generations. Now, Black History Month has expanded to include the history of not just African and Caribbean people, but all Black people. In years gone by, October has been the only time of year when UK talks about the achievements of Black people in Britain, says Catherine Ross, guest editor of Black History Month in 2020. She hopes that this will be a catalyst for Black history to be shared more widely in various places across the country, from museums and art galleries to schools and universities.
You've been listening to Stepney All Saints Radio.
Stepney All Saints.